ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 1 एंड टेक्स्ट 40। जी रिपीट आफ्टर मी। ब्रजं तिष्ठन् पदैकेन यथैवैकेन गच्छति यथा तृणजलौकैवं देहि कर्म गतिं गतः। ब्रजं तिष्ठन् पदैकेन यथैवैकेन गच्छति यथा तृणजलौकैवं देहि कर्म गतिं गतः। ब्रजं तिष्ठन् पदैकेन यथैवैकेन गच्छति यथा तृणजलौकैवं देहि कर्म गतिं गतः। जी Brajan, a person while traveling on the road. Tishtan, while standing. Pada ekena, on one foot. Yatha, as. Eva, indeed. Ekena, by another foot. Gachati goes. Yatha as. Trina jalauka, a worm on a vegetable. Evam, in this way. Dehi, the living entity. Karma gatim, the reactions of fruitive activities. Gataha undergoes. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Just as a person traveling on the road rests one foot on the ground and then lifts the another, or as a worm on a vegetable transfers itself to one leaf and then gives up the previous one, the conditioned soul takes shelter of the another body and then gives up the one he had before. Purport. This is the process of the soul's transmigration from one body to another. At the time of death, according to his mental condition, the living being is carried by the subtle body consisting of mind, intelligence, and ego to another gross body when higher authorities have decided what kind of gross body the living entity will have. He is forced to enter such a body and thus he automatically gives up his previous body. Dull-minded person who don't have the intelligence to understand this process of transmigration take for granted that when the gross body is finished, one's life is finished forever. Such person has no brain with which to understand the process of transmigration. At the present moment, there is a great opposition to the Hare Krishna movement, which is being called a brainwashing movement. But actually, the so-called scientists, philosophers, and others leaders in the Western countries have no brains at all. The Hare Krishna movement is trying to elevate such foolish person by enlightening their intelligence so that they will take advantage of human body. Unfortunately, because of gross ignorance, they regard the Hare Krishna movement as brainwashing movement. They don't know that without God consciousness, one is forced to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Because of their devilish brain, they will next be forced to accept an abominable life and practically never be able to liberate themselves from the conditioned life of material existence. How this transmigration of the soul takes place is very clearly explained in this verse. Chariot of Devaki. Devaki and Vasudeva were seated in the chariot and Kamsa personally was driving the chariot. So at that time, incident took place and that Kamsa heard unembodied voice, Akash Bani, from Akash, from a sky, voice directly addressing to Kamsa. And directly the voice addressed Kamsa and said, Kamsa, you are a foolish person, abudha. You are carrying a woman in a chariot, the pregnancy, a child, an eighth child of this woman, Devaki, will kill you. He will be reason, cause of your death. So you are a foolish person. So this voice he clearly heard from a sky. Sky. Of course, the demigods, they address. The question arises, what was the need for uttering, giving this information to Kamsa? The whole disturbance was created. Yes, due to this reason, the demigod spoke, Akashvani, that reason why Kamsa came to know that he will be killed by the eighth child of Devaki, that is the reason why many things he has started to create disturbance. Eventually he killed the six elder brothers of Lord Sri Krishna. Six brothers were killed. So what was the need, what intention the demigod had, why they uttered, why they informed Kamsa that he would be killed by eighth child of Devaki? In Srimad Bhagavatam it is described that demigods are considered to be very saintly persons, but they become very much scared about the activity or service of Kamsa, who was rendering towards Devaki. Demigod thought that now Kamsa is starting, he is serving Devaki, mother of Lord Sri Krishna. So, Vaishnava seva, Vaishnavi seva he is doing, rendering. So they thought that when Krishna will appear, he will not kill Kamsa. He will be become very much obliged, because he would think that he has rendered service for my mother, so I should not kill him. So Krishna was very grateful personality. Out of gratitude, he is obliged, he will not kill. So for that reason, they wanted to disconnect Kamsa from direct service of mother of Krishna. And they also want to expose Kamsa heart. Otherwise, people are thinking a very nice, gentle person, rendering serving to Vaishnava, Vasudeva and Devaki. So they wanted to expose the heart of Kamsa. And they also they thought, they were willing that Krishna, Kamsa should not, he doesn't deserve to serve the Devaki and Vasudeva, parents of Lord Krishna. That reason why they address. Otherwise there are no any need. Why? If we are saying something, telling something, and that statement creates disturbance in society, why should do that one? But demigod, being they are very much clever, they were thinking that when Krishna will appear, he may or may not kill. He will think that, no, he has rendered service for my parent, my mother, especially my mother. So as soon as Kamsa heard that Akashvani, voice, Vani coming from Akasha sky, otherwise demigods were speaking, they spoke. Immediately, he was so shameless and sinful personality. Ityukta sa khala papa. Sukhdev Goswami doesn't say sinful. He says sin, personification of sin was Kamsa. He was sin personified for. Immediately, when he was driving the chariot in his left hand, he has caught hold of reins of horses, the ropes. So immediately, and in right hand, he has some driving rod. Immediately, he dropped both the reins, ropes, and also immediately with left his hand, he caught hold the hairs or hair of Devaki in left hand, and the right hand took out his sword from his tripta. Immediately, he wanted to kill. He wanted to prove this statement false. Demigod had spoken that eighth child of Devaki would kill me. I can prove that your statement is completely false. It is not going to happen. So with this intention, Kamsa was ready, about to kill. Right in front of everyone, it was a procession in the street of Mathura, thousands people were watching. He was so shameless, so sinful personality. In front of everyone, in the public, he wanted to kill, cut off the head of Devaki. So he saw such an awkward position. Immediately, Vasudevji started to pacify him, persuade him, convince him that he should not kill Devaki. It is not befitting for him. So first he started to glorify the